This is 91.1 WEDM, and it's your boy Ty here with you, and I'm here with
DJ Ling,
DJ Juddy,
DJ Sarge, and Zoe.
Okay, guys, this is a fall edition of Warren's World, and I just want to talk to you guys about fall, what the plans are, what is fall to you guys, and many more questions that we'll have.
Fall is sweatsuit and UGG season with the hair down to the ground. Yes.
Inches, man. I'm ready for the inches.
And pumpkin pie.
Ugh. Pumpkins.
Real pie. Real talk though. Are you guys going to go to Apple Orchard?
For sure. Yes. I'm going on a date. Apple cider is the best.
What apple orchard? Cider?
The
Tuttle?
Turtles.
Yeah.
Turtles.
Turtles.
Yes.
Turtles?
Turtles?
That turtles? That apple butter? Some serious.
Oh, wait. Huh? What are you talking
about? Can you rub my back?
So, like, you guys said apple. You guys said apple butter?
Apple butter, yes, sir. I cannot wait for that.
Like, y'all be making it yourself, one. Or no, you guys be, you feel me, buying it from them, or.
I've never heard of apple butter.
Bro, apple butter smacks. I can tell you that. I've had
is it.
Is
it like butter? Apple sauce?
Like it's apples
like,
in it?
It's like.
Juiced apples and butter?
It's like cinnamon
and apple sauce. It's like really apple sauce with a whole bunch of like seasoning and stuff.
It's like more professional applesauce.
Yeah.
Professional. Whoa.
I can do cinnamon applesauce.
It's like more flavored applesauce.
Nobody wants more. Applesauce is good how it is, okay?
But if you had apple butter, you would like it. Honestly, like knowing you, Lindasia, you would like it.
I'm confused. Did I got strawberry apples?
What? Strawberries, apples.
Okay.
That's kind of.
I thought we were talking about applesauce. You know, strawberry applesauce is bomb.
Oh, like, no, but we're talking about.
We're talking about, like, going to Apple Orchard.
Oh. Oh, and honestly, hay rides?
Yes.
Hay rides.
I haven't
yes.
been to, like, a pumpkin patch or, like.
I've been to a pumpkin patch.
No.
I haven't been to one since I was like five.
Yeah, I haven't been there since like kindergarten, maybe.
I haven't been to an apple orchard.
First grade.
Does the zoo, do they do that?
The
like,
zoo?
The zoo?
Yeah.
Like, do what?
They probably do something festive.
Yeah,
like
they
that.
Do something festive.
Like they probably have like the zoo
like,
in the winter.
Maybe on Halloween, they'd be like.
They have the spooky zoo.
Trick or treat with the animals. Oink, oink.
I can't wait for the Halloween party.
What's up with the haunted houses, though?
Honestly,
really?
I'm
trying
to go.
I'm so ready. They're already open.
Wait, you guys are trying to go to haunted house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you can miss me with that one.
I don't know which one's open.
You can run the shoes real quick and just dip.
No, bro, because, like, this is what happens, man. Last time I was at a haunted house, you feel me? I went in there. I thought it was going to be as scary. I thought it was going to be, like, a scary movie or something. It's just people going to pop out with knives and stuff.
I worked at a haunted house one time out in Greenfield. Like,
bro, I was scared at first, but then I just started talking mad trash to everybody that was trying to talk to me. Or, like, some dude was like, I'm going to take you to hell with me. I said, no, you're not. My mom's going to protect me. He said, your mom can't help you here. I said, God can. It was all types of.
Yeah, they be. Yeah, no. They do that on
you're
a daily
not
basis. They're already professional.
I've only been to Hen and Haunted Acres.
I've been there.
I've been to Necropolis.
Oh, that ain't even like a
Necropolis,
real one, though.
It sounds very cheesy. Like, if you hear the
advertisement,
that sounds
lame.
Like,
bro, Necropolis is. Nah, they're up there. They're legit. They're a cool haunted house. It's not up there with Hannah Hanna Acres. That's a whole different type
to
of.
To the Children's Museum.
The Children's Museum.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss the Children's Museum. That used to be the spot. I ain't even gonna
care. I went to Hannah Hanna Acres, and I was like seven.
I've never been there.
And
I don't plan on going.
I wasted $60 just to go to the car, eat chips, and sleep.
It was so muddy when I went. It was fun, though.
Definitely, yeah.
But they need to put, like, some hay. Yeah, I promise I wore white shoes, too. All white.
Why would you wear white
shoes? Why would you even do that?
It was my first time.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was, like,
but you knew you was
going to
be inside?
In the maze?
At Hanahan Acres?
Yeah.
The maze was. I mean, the outside is what messed it up in the maze. Everything else is cool.
The maze? I've never been.
But I bought UGG boots. I mean, not UGG boots, like rain boots. So I'm actually prepared this time.
That's what I think I maybe should invest in some rain
to
boots.
To get in some more mud.
So, like, so it's fall time. What's your guys' like favorite fall smell?
I love the smell of pumpkin. It's just something about pumpkin.
Bro, I hate the pumpkin smell.
What?
Pumpkin, yeah. it's not like a smell like I'll just like sniff. Be
and
like,
they have like
get a
the
scent of it.
Best. Pastries and stuff like honey buns kind of remind me of it, but I can't eat
honey buns.
I just like the smell of like the cinnamon sticks,
the
really.
Cinnamon, yeah,
the
cinnamon.
That's what I like. What holidays are in the fall? You got Thanksgiving,
yes, sir.
Thanksgiving.
I cannot wait for some
Thanksgiving. Last year, man.
I want a new, different Thanksgiving.
Me too. I'm sick.
I've never had mashed potatoes, and I love mashed potatoes.
You never had mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving?
Mashed potatoes.
What do you eat on Thanksgiving, bro?
With a little bit of gravy. Potatoes.
No, I know. That's the thing. I wish my family was so more traditional. Good. We make the same thing like chicken and turkey, rolls, and
you make ham,
macaroni, ham.
Okay. Okay.
And yams. Green beans. Ew, I don't eat those.
Yams are nasty.
Yams are the best.
Disgusting. They are good.
Who wants marshmallows?
Oh, no, God. Wait. Hold on.
Sweet potato.
Oh, yeah.
Potatoes
I don't mess with
aren't
that.
Meant to
I don't
be
mess
meat.
No, no. No marshmallows on the sweet potato.
Yeah.
No
but
marshmallows.
Just sweet potatoes.
No sweet
good.
Potatoes.
I don't like
at all either.
I don't even like sweet potatoes.
Sweet you potatoes sweet bang.
Potatoes like are not made to be sweet.
I don't think I've ever had sweet potatoes.
Potatoes are made to make french fries and mashed potatoes.
And not sweet potato fries.
Sweet potatoes. If you get some good butter in that mug, get some brown sugar.
Or maybe
cinnamon.
You're sick. You're just sick.
Ah, go crazy.
Macaroni. I would take home the whole pan. After
take home
I really
whole
want
pan.
Some macaroni now.
Mac and cheese. Like homemade mac and cheese.
Yes.
Five, what is it? Five layer cheese.
The rolls are always the best.
I swear to God, like,
Hawaiian rolls.
Yes.
They're better
on
you gotta smush them. No, you gotta smush them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't good unless they
You feel me? Put them in the yes. oven.
Definitely.
Get them toasted.
Annoying because it's a lot of people in one house, but.
Yeah, I would say that too because I don't even mess with my family like enough for them to
but
all be
crazy
in the house.
Because you can watch Christmas movies on Thanksgiving. Because
I
they
like,
already be on TV.
Yes, they'll be
yeah, they do be on TV.
And then
no,
it's
like Christmas, then Thanksgiving. I'm like, how do you put
Home
Christmas
Alone
first?
And, Home Alone and Christmas at New York. I'd be like,
Home Alone first, and then after that, Friday the 13th come on. Yeah. Like, how does that even make sense?
Together.
Oh my gosh.
Really, that
so
Black Friday shopping, though, to burn
so
off all them calories?
Do? Oh, my gosh, no. I'm
Black
not,
Friday I'm shopping,
I'm
going
Friday.
Crazy
I'm
Black
scared.
Friday shopping this year.
I went crazy last year.
Last year, I bought Beats. I bought a speaker.
I don't want to go crazy like last year.
This year, for Thanksgiving, we're going to the cabins.
To the cabins?
Tennessee?
Yes.
All right, now, when Friday the 13th
really
happens to you.
10, I see.
So, what y'all doing this year?
For what?
For Halloween. I mean, well, for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, I just eat. That's
yeah,
all
I might.
I gotta
to
find. I gotta find
home?
A family.
Usually, I go to different people's places.
I gotta
I
find. A family.
I probably hang out with my boyfriend's family. I like them more than mine.
Mine don't.
This will be.
I don't
first
have like my mom's side. We don't have a family. I'd have to go to North Carolina for Thanksgiving if I want Thanksgiving.
Go ahead.
I'm actually
there.
Working on first. Thanksgiving because that's the time and a half.
So what did you guys say your favorite holiday is?
What y'all gonna be for Halloween?
Whoa. Did you just cut me off? Answer my question first.
For Halloween, I want to be a disco
God.
Girl.
Disco girl. With the afro.
Are you guys going
Take
to any Halloween parties?
I have one for you.
Any Halloween parties?
I'm going to Taylor's.
Yes. Oh, I was going to Deanna's.
Taylor's having one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has one every year.
I think I went last year, actually.
He was there.
Yeah, I was say,
you see me in that Spider-Man costume? Oh, me, I was in that Spider-Man
Oh, yeah.
Costume.
Okay,
yes.
Matter of fact, I do remember because then Christian was dressed up as, like,
he was
the Mexican person.
Like,
Mexican
cowboy.
Mexican cartel or something.
And then, okay, I remember now, yeah. I don't think I was dressed up. Oh, no. Me and Madison went as from Kim Possible. We was the Kim Possible people.
Oh,
I think I left
little
before.
Mouse?
I think I left before y'all got there.
No, I remember seeing you. I was just wearing the black shirt. I was the dude. I was Ron from Kim Possible, and she was Kim Possible.
So y'all were brothers and sisters?
They dated.
They dated.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was about to say
about.
They dated.
Yeah, that's weird.
It was a good.
Wait, they dated?
Yes,
yeah.
Ron and
they
Kim.
Were brothers
no.
and sisters.
No, Ron and Kim are not brothers and sisters.
Sure.
I'm positive.
So Halloween or Thanksgiving? What are you choosing?
Both.
Halloween. Without the candy.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
I would probably choose Halloween.
You guys had a terrible childhood, I can tell.
Just Halloween.
For Thanksgiving, I'm always the family member that's in the room in the corner.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's where I'm at because I don't really talk to nobody.
See, there's nobody my age in my family.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm the oldest. Everybody's younger than me. It's
now
weird.
I'm in the middle. I don't know if I want to hang with the kids or hang with the adults.
Yeah, that's
I just
saying.
Sit by myself.
Nah, see, I mean, I always have like, I always just kind of fit in, you feel me? Like at Thanksgiving is always cool. Whenever I go to Halloween, bro, I just remember it always being cold. Walking a ton, I'm cool. Thanksgiving is like, aww. Yes, mom, I would like another plate. Thank you.
Oh, no, me, I make my own plates and I times
definitely
two. I eat for two on Thanksgiving.
or even be in the kitchen whipping it.
You know, yeah, I do that with my grandma.
Who, for Thanksgiving, who can I join? Like, real talk.
Sorry, we don't eat on Thanksgiving.
What?
We eat on Thanksgiving Eve. What time does Thanksgiving actually start?
Whenever you get done with the food.
Oh, I don't know.
So nobody's going to let me come to their house on Thanksgiving?
I mean, you can come over, but
I don't even think I'm welcome this Thanksgiving. So.
I mean, I'm not even going to be in town. I think you're just better off going out of town. You get a trip and
hang out with your boo.
You might as well make that move to North Carolina.
Yeah,
boo.
I do, but bro, that's like a...
See what your girlfriend's family's
drive, on. Man. That's a 12-hour drive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I just showed them a cute Halloween costume.
Now I got to look into Halloween because it's getting close. Dun, dun, dun. Get louder.
I want to be the girl off of, what's the movie? Mean Girls.
No.
Yeah.
What do you guys plan on being for Halloween?
Well, I'm not quite sure yet. I've said too many things. I don't know. Maybe I'll be a toy soldier.
I think I'm going to be a Ninja Turtle.
An assassin. I want to be an assassin.
An assassin?
Maybe a Power Ranger.
Go Power the yellow Rangers. One, right?
No, the blue one, sorry.
The blue one's a god. Okay.
Why don't you
It's Halloween. Why?
Hey.
They're not going to know if you're a boy girl. Or a girl, so it right. Doesn't even matter.
Pretty sure they
And maybe they'll leave me alone. Maybe they'll let me have fun. Oh, I'll be a football player.
But like, no. Do you
I was
guys,
a football player freshman year.
I want
to
be
Do you guys want to go to a haunted house or do you guys want to go to a haunted house?
A haunted house.
Like an actual haunted house.
Yeah, a haunted house.
No.
What about the upside down house?
Yeah, I was going to say, No.
The upside down, what? What's that?
It's actually a house that's upside down.
Yeah. Really?
On the outside, but on the inside.
Where is that at?
where is that? It's like... Myrtle Beach.
That's in the Carolinas. No, I'm not going.
Is it
anyway.
Now? Is it just like people did it just to have fun, or is it like something spooky about it?
No, like, it's just like a music. Yeah.
Oh, then that's not. That's just like an attraction you go when you visit.
Man, I'm talking about something scary. Like,
yeah.
Like there's like a house. There's like a mansion.
Nine
here
people were killed in this house.
Exactly. Like
come to my house.
Spend the night.
Don't leave.
What you mean we won't leave? But nah, there's like this, I think it's a library. It's an old library. It's haunted or something. And people like go there to stay the night and see like what happens.
Yeah. That's some scary. That is
people been known
stuff
to leave in the middle of the night. Things get thrown at them and stuff. That's some. Yeah. I won't stay at night there by going there.
I don't want to put myself in that situation.
I'll go in there for an hour and leave.
I don't like
situations. It's something
like
about
that.
Halloween no, that I love being scared.
I'm down to go to the scariest thrill haunted house. Like, attraction like place, but
that
like the a legit haunted house. Yeah,
I
no
run and scream yeah, no from people at those type of haunted houses.
No,
for
I
fun
swing.
Like it's not even really scary to me.
I swing with the capital S.
Like Annabelle. That if I was actually,
man, I would kick real that dog.
What are you doing over fall break, guys?
I'm gonna work.
Work.
Yeah.
I'm going to celebrate my birthday, you know. It's that Saturday.
Aww.
It's October 5th. And then work.
What you doing for your birthday?
Shoot, I don't know. I've been debating if I should have a party or something. But
have a party.
I feel like, I don't know.
If you have a party, bro, I'll come for like an hour, then I'm moving.
Make yeah, a cool little appearance.
Yeah.
I'll fill y'all in.
How about at your own party? Be there. Be square. All right. How y'all feel about fall?
I love it. It's my favorite season. I wish my birthday was in fall.
I love watching the leaves change, bro. That is
popcorn
pretty
with cinnamon on it.
Popcorn with cinnamon?
Hold on.
Delicious.
That is good. I've had that.
You might be on to something. I've never had that. You might be on to something.
I love scary movies. In the house watching scary movies, eating popcorn, eating
bro, there
it
is no scary movies. No movie is scary anymore.
Bro, Friday the 13th is a scary movie. Like the new one? Oh, yeah. That's scary.
It was pretty good.
That's not scary, but those are
good. It's a good movie, but
it's
not
scary.
Like
it is a good movie, though.
It ain't making me not go be paranoid when I go to sleep. I can still go to sleep perfectly fine.
Scary movies like that don't scare me. I actually got to be in that position. Like, put me in a movie.
Somebody's going to put you in the position to get eaten by a clown.
Hiya, Georgie. Have y'all seen that movie? No, it was scary movie. One of the scary movies, and he followed her through the parking garage, and she didn't believe that he was really gonna kill her.
Yes.
She was like, "Is this
a time where I accidentally break my leg?"
Yes.
I think that's the fourth one.
That's
Isn't that the fourth one?
No, that was the first one. That's the first one.
Yeah. One was the funniest.
That one is hilarious.
That one actually beat me. I'm like, ooh, so scared. I'm gonna break my leg now. Now what?
Is this when I start crawling, yelling for help?
Help me! Help me, Mr. Scary Man! Help me!
That was funny.
That definitely be me though. All right, favorite fall foods? Because I think mine.
Pecan pie.
Oh yeah.
I'm allergic to
pecan pie.
Pecan pie slaps.
Or I mean, are elephant ears a fall?
That's a summer
really.
Thing.
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair food.
So summer.
A fair food. Yeah. But I feel like when you go to like the apple orchard, you know what they always offer? Funnel cake. Elephant ears. So like, you feel me? Because whenever I go, I always get one with some apple butter.
And an apple cider slushy.
Yes, the slushies.
Bang.
Yes.
They have apple cider slushies.
Oh, yes. You guys have not lived, bro.
Yeah, they don't.
You have not lived.
Maybe we need to take them on a field trip.
Definitely take
them. So y'all want to make plans to go to the apple orchard?
Definitely. Yes.
The one,
oh my gosh, vegan pumpkin pie definitely just popped up on my timeline.
How was
vegan
that?
Pumpkin pie.
Vegan butter.
How do you make it vegan?
Aren't Black apples, eggs. I mean, there's no. Oh, I guess the milk you put in it, there's no milk. I don't know.
Hey, DJ Pops is bringing us apples from the apple orchard.
Oh, yes, he is, bro.
The biggest, juiciest apples.
When? I hope his wife makes cookies again.
Before we go on break. His wife's cookies, those are deadly.
They dang near banged.
Are they bad?
No,
they're
good.
Amazing, bro. You know that Popeye's chicken sandwich? You'll be like that for his wife's cookies on me, you will.
I didn't get to try that sandwich.
Me neither.
Yeah. Maybe the cookies will make me forget about the sandwich.
Yeah, I don't
know. It comes out next month, if you was wondering.
What, the sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, so that was just a trial?
Yeah. No, they just like completely ran out. So they had to make more. They had to go kill some more chickens or something.
Or horses.
Whoa, you gotta chill.
What?
Conspiracy theories, guys.
Dun, dun, dun.
So yeah, that's another fall.
No, we should go to Kings
Halloween.
Island.
I'm gonna be that for
Kings Island? I don't get on roller coasters.
Cedar Point has their haunted house.
I don't get on roller coasters.
Bro, but Cedar Point over the fall time is so bad. Like, I went there 1 year over the fall time for my birthday, bro. I went to Cedar Point and Kings Island, and it is so fat.
Kings Island has all the haunted houses there, and then like just being around there during the Halloween time, that's the best.
Like it's the best. Like it is the best time to go, but it's so fat.
Fireworks?
Yes. They have like 11 haunted houses too.
Who's going to Disneyland?
Disneyland.
Good luck.
Disneyland. Let's go to Disneyland.
So
how you gonna get shot at Disneyland?
I promise you, Disneyland is the ghetto one.
Florida?
That's Disney World. There's two different ones.
That is true though.
Yeah, I didn't get shot at Disney
World.
Disney World
is like the top one. Yeah. You feel me?
Disneyland is ghetto.
I didn't get shot at Disney World.
There's Disneylands all across the world, but like Disney World is the only one. There's only one of those.
We don't have We don't have anything. We got a man-made beach.
Indiana Beach.
Indiana.
I mean, oh my gosh, have you ever had like oatmeal? Like, <Yes. laughs> like with all like. I don't know.
Just fruits in it?
No, like it's like peanut butter. It reminds me of Halloween. Not Halloween, fall. Because I actually made this a couple of weeks ago, and it's actually a jar sitting in my refrigerator. But
jam?
Oh, yeah, this is the time.
Jam.
Where they start making jam and jellies.
So what did you say your favorite month would be, October or November?
October.
You know, I didn't think that Thanksgiving was so close to Christmas. It makes no sense.
It's only like November 11th.
About a month.
Right?
But the thing is, it is close. I thought it was like this month or something.
I thought like you go from Thanksgiving and then like 2 weeks later is Christmas.
It's a whole
What day is Thanksgiving
three,
on?
Four.
It's always on the third?
I thought it was legitimately.
It always ends up on like a Thursday, 24th.
It's always the third Thursday of the month or something like that.
It's the last Thursday of the month.
I thought it was like on the 11th.
No, it's the last Thursday.
It's on the 28th.
Okay. But it's like
I don't know where y'all got the third or fourth.
The third or fourth week. Like, third
like
week.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this time it'll be the 5th. Oh,
that's weird.
Because November 1st starts on a Friday.
Oh. Ew.
This is the real day it's supposed to be on, actually, a Thursday.
It's
Ooh,
always supposed to be on a Thursday.
Chicken Alfredo. Oh. Is that chicken?
No. It's Halloween.
Oh, so chicken or turkey on Thanksgiving?
Ham.
Ham. Yeah,
what?
Ham, but.
Ham.
I don't eat pork.
Turkey.
I don't eat ham. I don't eat pork.
Ham is the only type of pork that I will eat, first of all. Second of all, turkey is so dry.
Unless you get like.
Unless you cook it really good.
Cook it right. You don't have to have that.
Turkey
problem.
Is sad.
Turkey.
To me.
Turkey's better than ham, but most of the time the turkey's dry, so I usually eat ham.
Yeah.
But turkey is better than ham.
Or like, I'll take the turkey and I'll dip it in the gravy with my mashed potatoes.
That's what you got it. Or you drizzle stuffing. The sauce over it.
Yay.
Like, you take a spoon and you just
need
keep.
Stuffing.
And cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Love stuffing.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, and gravy is amazing.
Like, is it, okay, this might be a weird question, but isn't cranberry sauce basically just like Jell-O? Just cranberries?
Yeah, it's cranberry with gelatin.
Exactly. It's just Jell-O.
I think this year I want to make it instead of out the can. It's kind of weird. We use canned.
All right. So, like, it's the fall time. You know, it gets windy outside. Y'all sleep with y'all windows open or closed?
Oh,
close. I always got my fan on closed. I will never let a bug come in my house.
No. You don't have a screen on your window?
Yes, I do. But still, they
be. You know, good one, they going to be sitting there squeezing through the.
I keep my window open.
And also, fall football games. I hate it, but I love it.
All at the same time.
Because it be wet and cold, and you be shivering and cheering.
I love it. I hate it, but
it's like mixed.
It's a love hate. Like,
yeah, I love it.
Like, I love being out there. Like, but I be like, it's too cold to be out here. Hold
that's
on.
That's where hoodie season come in.
That's when you
I gotta buy my own hoodies.
Those are like the most memorable games, no cap. Because I look back at some games I went to last year when it was real cold, and I'm like, dang, I'm glad I went to those. Like,
but it's the stuff I don't get to take pictures of because I'm too bundled.
And then hot chocolate.
Yeah, them hot chocolates. Them hot chocolates be so good.
And I love coffee and tea, unsweet tea.
Y'all be drinking a pumpkin spice latte?
No.
Good.
What? Why?
I freaking hate that drink.
Is it nasty?
Yes.
And
we'll get it all the time.
And everybody always come to my job and they be like, can I get a pumpkin spice latte? Or no, the new thing is a pumpkin cold brew. Can I get a pumpkin cold brew? Oh no, can I get a pumpkin frappuccino?
I don't really like anything pumpkin.
I hate pumpkin
taste,
like pumpkin pie.
Except for pumpkin pie. That's the only thing pumpkin
I can't. I like
sweet potato pie.
I can't even
eat a
lot
of pumpkin pie.
I
love sweet
potato pie.
I swear, I just banged a pecan pie. That's it.
A sweet potato is no such thing, man. You can't tell me that there's a such thing as that because I won't believe it.
Sweet potato? I don't eat sweet potato, but people make it seem so good, but then I look at them like, I'm like, are you sure?
Good, if it was so good, McDonald's would have it. regular French fries from McDonald's. No sweet potato. Where do you even come up with these ideas?
What comes in your mind when you see the, you know, the fall start falling and everything turning brown?
They could
and
probably
red.
I've already seen it. I'd be like, oh,
it's
so
cute! Oh my gosh.
Like, I want to move somewhere where there's, like, a lot of trees because now we don't have any trees.
Not really, because then when it gets springtime, you're going to regret that.
Nah, you got the cherry blossoms blossoming now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those, what's those summer plants? And it smells like.
It's an, what?
Every plant is a summer plant.
Exactly.
No, it's that one plant, but it's a specific plant that comes out and it smells like fish.
What?
Pussy willow.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Them
are disgusting.
And that's what makes me so happy about fall because those are gone. We have them at school.
That's a real thing.
Pussy willow. Yeah, they stink. They're terrible.
Wow. Oh my gosh. How long
is it? Awkward silence.
I was waiting to hear.
Are you more energetic during the autumn season or the summer?
Summer.
Autumn.
I was going through my memories and like. That's really when all the best stuff happens.
I'm a winter baby. Also.
Yeah, like winter babies. Like,
I like
I'm
the winter.
A
I like the
baby.
I like the winter better than the fall.
I think what it is it gets darker in the fall. So like I can go do hood rat stuff.
With my friends.
Like, oh, I'm going over there.
I'll be out
be
all
like,
day.
It'll be
and
like
just
6 o'clock dark. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, like my day was so productive.
Everything starts now. Like.
And it'd be
especially
so
during fall break, because fall break, that's really,
yes, that's my favorite.
And then, oh my gosh, my grandma's house, they got a fireplace. I love what be burning, man. No, we're not actually gonna burn it, but it's kind of cute.
I want to have a bonfire, guys. This sounds fun.
Have one. Invite me
before it gets too cold. Yeah, because I don't want to sit out there. I'd be freezing with 15 outfits on. But it's still my favorite scene.
Because I have a fireplace at my house, and, like, we haven't used it yet. We have an outside one and an inside one. Haven't used one yet.
I'll come and use it for you. Guys.
Oh, my goodness. What?
S'mores.
That's definitely
I thought
summer.
That was summer.
No, yeah, that's a fall thing.
Yeah, that's fall.
When we go camping.
S'mores?
No, s'mores, yes. That's all year,
and you
though.
Go you camping
can do,
in
you
the
can
fall.
Do all year.
They don't be throwing them, you know, they be having like
not
the chocolate,
winter.
The graham crackers, and the marshmallows.
S'mores during the winter?
No, I only make them
we
in the
go outside
summer.
And do it.
I don't ever see them made in the fall.
I've made them made. Spring, winter, fall, summer.
Yep.
Well, that's it for this podcast. See you guys after we come back from break.
Bye.
Deuces.
Bye.
91.1 WEDM. Welcome back. This is another Warren's World podcast. I'm here with, well, I'm DJ Ray to begin with. I'm here with
DJ Alex.
DJ Xavier, or just Xavier.
DJ Jules.
So, how's everybody's day going so far?
It's been pretty good. Almost less than 2 weeks until fall break, so I'm really looking forward to that, you know. What about you guys?
It's been a productive Tuesday. It's Tuesday when we're recording this.
Yeah.
And I'm very ready for fall break.
Oh my god, me too. Like, I'm so ready.
I know you guys got any big plans for fall break?
I do, kind of, if that makes sense.
What you got?
Well, most of it, I'm gonna be dog sitting for the first week at my friend's house. And coming to school for marching band. And then the second week, I'll be in Tennessee, in Knoxville, living my life in an Airbnb.
Oh, wow. That sounds
cool. Ooh, does it have an indoor
really
pool?
Nice.
I hope so.
I'm going to be spending my fall break home alone for a whole 2 weeks.
Hey, home alone, gang. Let's go. Well, not home alone, just home.
Right? I actually wanted to leave, but, like, I was like, I should wait till spring break just so that, you know.
Well,
I don't know.
I was supposed to go to Disneyland, but we forgot to buy. But my mom
didn't
buy tickets.
Oh, that's why I'm watching my friend's house, because her family's going to Disneyland.
Darn. Oh, I could have met up with your friend.
That's a little weird.
Honestly.
At Disneyland?
Disneyland, I don't really like it, to be honest.
Oh, wait, not Disneyland, Disney World. My bad, guys.
Still,
I've been to one multiple times. I think it's Disney.
I've been
World.
To Disneyland.
Is that the one that has the resorts?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never been to either. I don't think I'd want to. That's a lot of people, a lot of children.
It's, yeah, no, certainly. I didn't like it.
I don't know. I liked it. It was like magical, you know. At 12 o'clock, Tinkerbell flies out from the castle.
I feel like
I like the fireworks.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
oh,
fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks.
I was
yeah,
a little too young
pretty.
To remember anything that went on.
I always wish I could, like, truly just live in Disney World, like, and not leave forever.
No, I'm not even going to lie. Their churros were so good. Like, that's the best I've ever had ever.
Their what?
Their churros.
Churros?
Yes, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm Hispanic. I'm sorry.
Well, I am too, but I was like, what are you talking about?
I thought you were Italian.
That's the other half of me, but yeah, half and half.
You not what?
No, I'm not. Well, Italian's the same thing as white, if you think about it. If you really think about it.
Anyway, I feel
thing.
Like fall break is the most do nothing break of them all.
Yes. Well, I used
winter
to
unless
break.
You play a sport, because then you're gonna be doing something like the whole time. If you play
yeah.
a sport, your
I mean
fall break
I've
is gone.
I have practices for like speech and marching band over fall break that I don't want to go to, but I have to because we have competitions. Our state prelims are the weekend before we come back.
Dang. And our marching band, like, their practices are, like, real long, right? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes 10 hours.
Well, 10. Over the summer, before we got back, we did our 12-hour band camps.
Yeah.
And it was, that's always the best. It's not the best, but it's rigorous. And I don't remember what time we're doing this year. I think it's, like, 11 to 4 over fall break. So, I'll be out on the band lot.
Oh, yeah.
Dying.
I used to run cross country, and during fall break, I would see you guys out there a lot.
Yeah. We kind of, if you're in marching band, you kind of live at the school. Not really live, but, like, I'm here all the time. Like, I'll be here till 9 tonight.
So, Juliana, what did you say you had planned for fall break?
I don't know yet.
Oh. You just make it up as you go?
Yeah. I'm just going to chill.
I mean,
yeah, that's pretty fun.
What's one of you guys' favorite parts about, like, you know, fall coming in?
The food.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sweet potato season.
Dude, I love pumpkin, bro. Like, so when I tell you.
Nasty.
I've never eaten.
It is so good.
Pumpkin is, like, the best thing ever to me. Like, everything. Like, candles.
Pumpkin and, like, cinnamon?
Yes.
See,
oh my, gosh.
My thing is, as one of the two African Americans on mic, it's sweet potato season.
Well, like, but sweet, like, potatoes are really good too.
I don't eat sweet potatoes either.
Oh, that's cruel. That's, so I'm really the only African American.
Dang.
But I remember once I was at this, like, white people get together during the fall.
White people.
No, I was really about to be like, I'm a white girl inside.
Dude, I really lived in a place called Noakesville, and it was like farm country. So yes, well, like, it was a white people get together.
I feel like. I don't think it's a white person. God, I love pumpkin pie. My family loves pumpkin pie. And they're all Hispanic, so.
I feel like it's just a stereotype, you know? Like, it's just like a
saying. Oh. Stereo?
I've never had a pumpkin. Sorry. I've never drinking or eaten a pumpkin.
I had a pumpkin spice latte for the first time in my life the other day, and I did not like it.
I've never had a pumpkin spice, but my one experience
don't drink
with pumpkin
it.
Pie,
gross.
It don't sound nice.
Pumpkin pie is good. If it's made right, it's good.
I don't know.
I like pumpkin seeds. Those are good.
No, I don't like pumpkin seeds. I'm sorry.
What is wrong with y'all?
Everything else about
everything
the pumpkin
opposite.
Is good.
Y'all enjoy just one thing.
Yeah.
What's one thing? You know what I'm looking forward
s'mores.
To?
S'mores.
Halloween.
Ooh. Yes.
That's right. That's my
that's
favorite
a
holiday.
Whole lot of different topics.
S'mores.
Okay.
I don't like s'mores either.
You don't like s'mores?
No.
Actually, I don't like chocolate.
Huh?
Everyone's going to be
so
offended.
Well, you can eat it without chocolate.
No, you.
I eat it with,
I
like,
feel like
Reese's.
I've only had it with
wrong.
The Hershey.
Bro, I eat it with Reese's cups.
You need that combination, that sweet.
Well, no, you can put Reese's cups or like something else.
Peanut butter.
Dude, it's so good. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Reese's.
I'm
post.
Hearing a whole lot of nonsense.
When I was little,
studio.
I used to eat peanut butter on marshmallows. Just
are you serious?
That. Yeah,
it
sounds
crazy.
Straight nasty.
It was so good. Like the marshmallow, the jet puffed marshmallow fluff stuff.
Have you guys ever had s'mores dip?
Oh, yes,
that
I have.
That is so good. I remember making it when I was, like, 8 years old. It was, like, the best time of my life.
I made it on the stovetop one time inside, like, a pan.
Yeah.
It was so good. It's, like, s'mores casserole, I think that's what it's called.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure, honestly.
I don't even know how to work a stovetop.
Yeah, he burns water.
What?
Yeah.
I can work the ones that are just, like, flat against the thing, but if it's, like, gas, I don't use them.
Oh, we have gas
would,
in my house.
I most definitely
because mine
know how to
was
work a gas
bought.
Not a gas stove.
My
I,
house was built in, like, 1900.
Ooh, so. I accidentally flicked my aunt's gas stove on, and she's like, turn that off, you're going to blow the whole house up, and I've never touched a gas stove since.
Whenever I see something that's supposed to be, like, made on top of the stove, I automatically throw it in the microwave. Like, it can be
Why
anything.
Would you do that?
I'm team
it
okay.
It immediately brings like the taste
of
down
microwave flavor.
Yeah. I put hash browns.
You're gonna get cancer.
You're so weird.
You're gonna get cancer. That's how you get cancer. So, topic of Halloween. What are you guys gonna be doing for Halloween? Because I know me personally, I'm the size of like an 11-year-old, so I'm gonna be trick or treating. You know what it is. Watch out for me.
I don't know. I might be a little too big. An old frown.
See, my thing is, last year I officially outgrew Halloween, even though I was already over the legal limit. But
I think we're all over the legal limit.
This year I'm going to be taking my niece and just so happen to have a bag with me. So.
Oh, that's clever. You know what? No, me and my friend, we're both like under five. Well, I'm 5'1". She's like 4'11". Mm-hmm. So we were like, we're going to dress up as ghosts and just go out. And then I think that weekend.
That's how you do it.
I'm going to a Halloween party.
Oh, man.
I'm not a party person. I was really feeling just dressing up like Garfield and then just like sitting
Garfield.
At home.
You have a Garfield
yeah,
shirt
that's
on.
Crazy.
I love Garfield, y'all.
I hate him.
Oh.
This is my cue to change partners for Warren's World. So if either of you would But yeah, Garfield's amazing. Mm. Ray, you should really silence
He's annoying.
Yourself.
He's so You're ungrateful. Annoying.
I love how much he eats, bro.
He's yeah.
I well, love how he just,
I like how he
eats
disrespects
everything.
Odie.
Yes.
That's why he's mean. He's so Dude. Disrespectful.
Do y'all remember I think the it's Garfield? Funny. Do y'all remember one of the Garfield movies? And it's like
the one when
twin.
It was real life. Is
yeah.
It, yeah.
I and they're like the one where he found his twin in the palace.
Yeah, and Those they had to switch, and Garfield got to live rich, and the other one had to live like Garfield.
Yeah, that was crazy. Oh, he's so mean to John though. John's just out here making him lasagna. And he's like,
right.
First of all, John can't understand him, and John is living his best life outside of Garfield.
Anyways.
So what do you guys think about, like you know, Indie Scream Park, like scary amusement parks?
Well,
I've never been to one.
Are you serious?
No. I'm a very, how do you say, adrenaline junkie when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, I like roller coasters, and I like the fear factor of it, but I'm also... like the biggest scaredy cat in the world.
No, dude, I love everything scary. Like, I don't know. I want to be like scared.
As much I like as it. It's just like the concept of this is in my face and it's real.
As much as I love adrenaline, you can't really do that by yourself. And like, no.
Oh yeah, you don't go by yourself. You go with like a group
yeah.
of friends.
You watch horror.
If you're going by yourself, that's sad.
That's weird.
If you're doing that by yourself, you got issues.
I mean, you just like scary stuff.
You please see a doctor if you're just going to go.
By yourself, that's crazy.
Yeah, but
no.
Like, I don't watch horror movies by myself, and I don't watch, and I don't go to, like, haunted houses because I don't
horror
have
movie. I like watching movies by myself, to be honest, just because I feel more scared and just be
yeah.
like.
Well, like, the newer scary movies, like, I don't
yeah, like them. I don't think
I don't like
scary
movies
anymore.
That focus, I don't like movies that focus, like, on gore. That doesn't make the movie good.
Well, like it,
it makes it more scarier though.
It is.
No,
it very doesn't.
It just makes me
want to
throw up, not like go like. Ooh,
yeah,
woo,
just
woo.
Feel, like disgusted.
Some people like watching like gory stuff too.
Yeah.
Then like, go like, watch. Then watch some like police tape footage.
That's oh my.
Like,
that's very okay. Don't take that suggestion. I wouldn't.
Cutting
do
that out.
Yeah, you're getting cut out. But like. I don't know, the, like, new It movie, it just felt very anticlimactic to me. Like, I sat through 3 hours to
three
be
hours? 3 hours? That's
oh, yeah.
crazy.
That
yeah, it's 3 hours long.
I have not watched it.
See, I understand.
I mean, it's worth going to see, because, like, yes, it ties into a storyline, but then again, I was just kind of like, okay, I expected that, I expected that. And
I feel like it
that.
Just would, it would have been scary for people who are afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
Endgame was like one thing, because it's like the rap to rack up, rack
oh,
up
yeah.
Marvel movies, but a 3 hour... sequel.
Horror movie, at some point you just start expecting the jump scares,
right?
So it's not as scary. And I just remember being like, all right, when is this movie gonna end?
Oh, guys,
I'm tired
saw,
of sitting here.
I saw this one video, it's like It deleted scene, and it's like Georgie with the boat, and he's like, can I have my boat back? And Pennywise like hands up the boat for him to take it, and you know he's supposed to get like snatched
oh, I know
down
which one
and
you're
the kid
about.
Just like takes the takes boat it. Back and goes thanks.
Imagine if that's how the movie had gone.
Just end it right there.
It would set much better subplot than what it was. I just speaking of movies, what's your guys' favorite movie?
No guys,
Batman Begins.
Oh my gosh.
Bye.
Interrupt me.
I've been getting interrupted this whole time.
Right. Right. No one cares, Alex.
I'm aware. Batman Begins. You gonna say it again?
Yeah. Oh no, I was done.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Batman sucks.
What?
What?
That's my favorite superhero.
Well, I had no way. DC is terrible.
No.
Hey, whoa,
like,
whoa.
New
whoa.
DC is terrible,
whoa.
But that's when that was like 2009, 2008 whoa. When that dropped.
I don't know.
That was like everything
I watched.
Else
I rewatched Catwoman, and I was like, wow, this is
okay,
so
yeah,
bad.
That was trash.
Well, yeah, Catwoman's garbage, but we're not talking
yeah, but
about
like,
Catwoman.
All DC
we're talking
movies
about
are
Batman
garbage.
Begins.
Their movies suck. They're better
no.
at TV series than they are.
No,
movies.
Their TV series are corny.
Yeah, just like their movies.
Isn't that the
no,
all
Batman
TV
is
series?
Not. Batman isn't corny.
Okay, it's a superhero that barely says anything.
No, he talks
Batman.
A lot.
I'm Batman.
Thank you for listening to my awful Batman impression today, guys.
Alex, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Can you come back to me?
Don't say Garfield.
Can you come back to me?
No. It's your turn.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Would you like to say what your favorite movie is? I feel like they haven't asked you yet.
I don't have a favorite movie. Wow. I was thinking about movies, actually. Have you guys ever watched Zombieland?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Dude, they're coming out with the second, and I'm so excited. Like, that's, like, been, like, one of my main things on my mind right now.
Oh, yes. All these new movies coming out this fall. Like, fall time, it just brings, like, so much festivity, in my opinion, because it's, like, it's changing of the seasons, and then seasonal depression hits.
I saw it in my favorite movie.
What is your... No one cares. Anyways, back to what I was saying.
First of all, it's Megamind.
I care. Oh, I love that movie. It's
okay,
so
I'm turning her mic off now. She lost talking privileges.
You don't like Megamind?
Are you serious? It reminds me of my brother.
Megamind is so bad.
It's so good. It's a masterpiece. It was so ahead of its time, bro.
No.
Megamind was a great movie.
Oh, okay. Well, we just learned that she has really bad taste in movies. Animated movies, specifically. Oh, I want to talk about... Not Christopher Robin. The Winnie the Pooh movie?
Winnie the Pooh.
That movie creeped me out.
Why?
I didn't watch
because
the
live action.
Taste.
It was just like, they looked so creepy.
I feel like everything looks creepier when it's like,
I had a nightmare.
Animation.
But I feel like Winnie wouldn't look like that in real life. Like, I don't think he'd be that fluffy. I think he'd be more just like.
He'd be a stuffed animal. Pot.
Like, you know how Build-A-Bear, like, Pokemon plushes look? He'd be, like, that texture.
I don't know.
Not, like, fluffy and terrifying.
I don't know. It was just, like, I went to bed that night after watching it, and I had a nightmare about it, which is a strange thing
That's
to have a nightmare about.
What character was the nightmare about?
It was about Tigger.
Yeah, you can have a nightmare about Tigger anytime, though.
Yeah. Hoppity hoppity hop. So back to, like, food things. How was lunch for you guys?
Can I finish my pumpkin pie story?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Finish your pumpkin pie story.
I didn't
know you even started one.
Yeah, I'm aware. You all talked over it.
Oh, oops.
But I was at this
white... So anyways, Xavier.
I was at this, like, white people get together out in Noakesville.
Just
and
say
I
get together.
Do
just
not
say
have
get
to announce the rate.
You're going
to
make our ratings drop.
I was at this country get together out in Noakesville.
Yes, that's better.
And I had never eaten a pumpkin pie before. I didn't even think that pumpkin pie existed at that point.
Are you serious?
I was so conditioned to just sweet potato pie.
How long ago was this?
Well, if it's this certain ethnic group of people you're talking about that made this pumpkin pie from scratch, they probably didn't put any of the other
flavor.
Key ingredients that are supposed to go in there,
like
cinnamon, sugar, nutmeg. Nutmeg is supposed to go in there, and vanilla extract.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, sweet potato pie. My mom's been refusing to make it for some reason. And
I don't
so
like sweet potato pie.
Then don't talk to me. You also don't like Megamind.
Yeah, fair enough.
But so I get a slice. I get this, like, massive slice because I really think that it's sweet potato pie. And I take, like, a single bite, and I gagged. So I have not eaten pumpkin pie since.
You just haven't had good pumpkin pie.
I'm not going to eat another pumpkin pie because I do not like
pumpkins. You know what they probably did? They probably just put the pumpkin mix, like the prepackaged little pumpkin mix.
It tasted like nutmeg smells.
No. Oh, yeah. That means they put too much nutmeg in it. You're not supposed to put a lot of nutmeg in pumpkin pie, or it'll taste like dirt.
You're not supposed to put a lot of nutmeg in anything.
I don't even know what nutmeg is.
Hey, welcome to our seasonings podcast.
So let's talk about Cajun sauce. That's good. Oh, Steak and Shake. Are they going out of business?
I don't know. One shut down down the street, right by the hotel.
Yeah, I know that.
One shut down in 38th Street.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Really?
I used to go to it all the time.
There's one
like,
on Franklin
oh
still, and I'm like, and I only know that because that's the one that everyone used to.
Dude,
go
that
to.
Used to be my go-to place, like in the night.
Isn't the one on Washington still open too?
Yeah.
The two that are on Washington.
Yeah, they're both open.
There's two on Washington Street.
It's one off the highway or right by the highway, and then there's one
in like
front
the
of
Walmart lot.
Oh, I did not know that. I'm just wondering because, like, business is booming for them all the time, but, like, they...
Especially...
There was a rumor of them
on
closing.
Friday nights.
Oh, yeah. Definitely Friday nights.
When everybody's out of a football game, literally, that's everybody's
But also, like,
spot.
Drama Club. But just a lot of clubs have various places they like
yeah,
to
but
be
I also think their service isn't that good, in my opinion. There's never been a time where...
I feel like they just
don't
have enough
the high
staff.
School workers.
Yeah, that's true. I think they over employ people, but then they all have varying schedules and they're like, hey, come in, and they're like, I can't, and they're like, okay, come in anyways. Which is another reason. Like, I had a friend who worked there, and they did not like working there.
I don't know. I wouldn't like working at Steak and Shake either, especially if I know 90% of the people who come in there, I know, like, half of the time.
Yeah.
Especially the ones up at the street. Like,
oh, yeah.
Literally all I see in there is...
Well, like, I could never do a server job.
Okay.
I could never.
Oh, that was my very first job. I was a host at this brewing company.
I can't deal with people that much. If someone caught an attitude with me, I'd catch one right back. And it'd be really bad.
Oh, yeah. And people always get angry when it's, like, working around food.
Yeah, I'd be like, excuse me. Chill. Chill out. Chill out this before I spit in your food.
Oh, my
God. Whoa.
I didn't say that. Better give me my 20% tip.
This question is related to fall. It's going to be related to fall. What's you guys is like, do you guys have siblings? And, like, how do you rank in your siblings? Like, are you the oldest, youngest, middle?
Oh, I'm directly in the middle of my siblings. I have two older siblings and two younger siblings.
Okay.
Oh, me? I'm the youngest child out of two.
You act mm-hmm. like the youngest child. Not makes really. Sense. Yep.
What does the youngest child act like?
You. We don't need to talk about this.
I have too much siblings.
But I thought you were going to say
I'm in the middle. I'm literally in the middle.
Okay. So if you have older siblings, then you know, like, leaf piles.
Well, yeah. But, like, also my older siblings, my oldest sibling, she's 30. And then my other sibling, he's 19.
Oh, that's perfect then. Did they ever throw you in the leaf pile?
No, my brother would throw me at various things, just not leaf piles. We used to play this game where he'd get, like, an empty water bottle. And he'd chase me around the yard, hitting me with it. So
is that was my entire game, time. Or is that torture?
I'm pretty sure it was torture, but I was having a good time. I didn't know. And we'd play, like, hide and seek, and if he found you, then he'd beat you with a water bottle.
Oh, my God.
He's my only brother, too, so he grew up around all girls.
Me and my brother, we wrestled all the time. Like, I feel like we were playing, like, in WWE.
Oh, I do that with my younger sisters. I threw my sister off the couch once, and she had to get stitches.
Can you guys calm down just a little bit?
I'm just being honest, bro. Well, like, both my older siblings are extremely successful. Like, my sister, she's a professor at IU. And my older brother, he's at University of Rhode Island training for the Olympics right now. So that's fun.
What sport does he do?
Track and field.
What event?
800.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What is the 800? You know I know.
It's two laps around the track.
Okay.
His time for the 800, his senior year was a minute and 52 seconds.
Yeah, that's really good.
Which
that's
is crazy.
That's scary. Imagine he him is chasing scary. You down the
He's
street.
6'1". He's 6'1". He's a whole foot taller than me.
Did he go to Warren?
He did not. He went to Westfield.
Wait, yeah. Is this the same brother that chased you with the water
yes.
bottle?
Oh, no. Then he was training for the Olympics back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, he was training.
That was his training.
I mean, if he's chasing you, then that means you had to have been faster than him. So
no, I wasn't. I wasn't. So, Juliana, you said you're in the middle, too. What has your experience been with being in the middle?
Well, I only have boy siblings, except for one sister, but...
Bless your soul.
So, I was a tomboy, but, like, I'm really girly, if that makes sense, too.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So, yeah.
It must be nice to have all brothers. Having sisters sucks.
Certainly.
Being the oldest in the house right
Actually,
now
I love my
is
sister.
Strange.
I'm
well,
the
yeah.
Only child
She's
in the
very
house,
well,
so.
When you have like four sisters, you yeah, really that's lose tough. The novel.
Yeah, I mean, I only enjoy being around my oldest sister. But that's also because she's older. And, yeah. So, Xavier, how's your experience being the youngest child? Because it must be nice.
It's pretty cool. I'm the only child in the house right now.
I know.
My brother's in Chicago. I mean, no, sister's in Chicago. My brother. I don't know where he is, but hopefully.
He's somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere in the city.
Xavier, how much older are your older siblings than you?
My sister's 24 and my brother is 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you have to tell me that they threw you into leaf piles.
No, we never played like that.
Dang, your siblings didn't
like every you. Time we fought, it was like a real like fight.
No, it
and
wasn't
somebody
a fight.
Ended up snitching.
Like,
throwing me in a leaf pile, that would have started a fight.
With me, it's always been like my main goal in life is to blow up Becca. But
I mean, my younger siblings steal all of my stuff all the time. Like the other day, I walked into the house and my sister's wearing my sweatshirt, and I was like, "Excuse me."
Oh yeah, my brother used to steal my baseball jerseys. Like, I maybe had two baseball jerseys. They're probably $80. I don't know. Baseball jerseys are expensive.
$80.
Yes.
Fight. Yeah, baseball.
And he would wear them, bro. Like, cause I started growing. Like, I started catching up to him when he was in high school. So like, we started wearing the same size and stuff.
Yeah. Are you taller than your brother?
Yes, my brother. Like, all my family's kind of short except for me.
Wow.
Short to him is not short to us.
Yeah, no, my dad's probably 5'11", and my mom's.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's not short.
That's not short.
No,
that's what I'm trying to say.
People really
like, you
think,
know, that's
like,
kind of crazy.
For a son to be 6'3", you would think your dad is at least 6', maybe.
No, your dad's, like, pretty tall. I come from a Hispanic family, so everyone's
short.
Pretty short. Yes, my mom's 5'3".
Oh, man.
I don't know how tall my dad is.
Juliana, how tall are you? 3 foot?
Wow, do me like that. No, actually, I'm 4'9", so.
Congratulations.
Right.
4'9"?
Yes, 4'9". And I'm the shortest in my family, so.
Oh, it comes common.
That's good.
I'm also the shortest. Yeah. My younger sister, the one that's, like, a couple years younger than me, she is 5'7" right now.
That's crazy.
And, like, I'm pretty sure she's going to be as tall as my brother. And the other one's, like, 5'3". Currently, so they're both taller than me, and they're all like 3 to 4 years younger than me. So I'm like, this is not it, Chief.
Do they play sports?
My little sister runs track, and then the other one, she's kind of like the black sheep, in my opinion. Because, like, I hate to say this, but like, me and all my siblings are really, really smart and athletic people, and she's kind of like the one that's like, oh, I'm just gonna give up on school and not do anything athletic. She stays inside. She doesn't apply herself as much as the rest of us.
Hey, I'm going to need you to.
She's like, you know what?
As that black sheep in my family, I'm going to.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. I'm the middle child, so I can say what I want. I get the least paid attention to.
See, everybody is always like the youngest sibling gets the most attention.
Yeah, that's not
like,
true.
I'm neglected.
It's not.
It's whoever's like. Like, no cap, like, whoever's the worst child, like,
well,
not to say that there's a
worst
child.
Are you for real?
But no,
there
whoever,
is a worst
yeah,
child.
But, like,
parents are liars.
My sister is
there's
Zaria?
Always a worst child.
My sister's
like
a
favorite
she's
child.
The worst.
My brother's
that's
the
my
favorite
older sister.
And the worst.
Like, I'm the
yeah, that's me.
I'm the least favorite, but I'm not the worst.
I think I'm just kind of the one that's kind of there, you know? Like, I'm barely home. They know I exist, but I'm, like, barely home. And then, like, my sister Azaria, the one that's 5'7". She's bad.
Is that the 12-year-old?
Yeah. No. That's not the 12-year-old. Oh. This is the 13-year-old.
Ah, okay.
The 12-year-old is my stepsister.
Ah.
I'm not going to get into her.
We're not going to talk about her.
We're not going to. She's all god-awful. I'd have to tell you about her
Hey,
off
what happened
the
to fall? Weren't we talking about fall?
Sometimes we get off topic, and that's okay, because we have 3 minutes left.
Yeah, that's great.
So, continuing on to the seasons of fall, I hope you guys have a really good fall break because I know I will be living my best life because I never do anything over fall break except for this year.
That felt a little bit, just a little bit, just like maybe like a little bit like flexing.
I might be flexing, just a tad bit.
I'm going to have a great fall.
What, too?
I'm going to.
Alex is going to have a terrible fall.
Of course. And I'm going to come back.
Wait, aren't you going to Texas?
I hope not.
Why? I love Texas.
I don't.
I love the hotness, just everything about it.
I prefer
the hotness, the
weather.
I prefer
anywhere except for here.
Yes, me too. If I could leave Indiana, I would right now, this second.
Oh, my goodness.
The weather
is that deep.
Ugh, my allergies are too much for the state.
Certainly. Certainly. That's.
The weather changes. My face gets red. Sniffly, it's not fun. And then seasonal depression hits. The cold is the worst.
That's so true. It's about to
what
be a rough
seasonal
one.
Depression?
You don't know what that is?
No,
wow.
That's like your second time
like
saying
the
it. I've
sun
never heard
comes,
of
yeah, like
the sun goes away,
sad.
And like wintertime, everyone's like statistically sadder.
Yeah,
because you're not getting the vitamin from the sun. I forget which vitamin it was. I think it's like vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
Yeah, I thought
so. Sunny D.
Yeah, yeah, vitamin D.
So just drink some more orange juice.
Ew, no. Orange juice is gross.
Yeah.
I agree. I finally agree with you.
No. I do not like orange
apple juice.
Juice,
though?
Apple juice slaps. So good.
Apple juice is
with
ice.
Cider.
With ice. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Apple juice with ice.
That's disgusting.
It is so good. It's like cold. Like, have you ever drank it in the night? Like,
dude, warm apple juice, bro.
Ew, warm.
Okay. Warm.
No,
I don't drink anything warm.
Okay, well, we're running out of time, guys. Okay, so thank you guys for talking with me.
These
are my new best friends.
For having us.
No, thank you.
It was fun. It's interesting.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. See you guys next.
Have a good fall.
Have a great fall.